Blog Talk Radio.
Baruch Hashem, this is Mark Lichtenwalter. This is Fundamentally Mormon coming to you live on this 8th day of May 2019. The guest call-in number is 917-889-8827. That's 917-889-8827. We are live streaming on Facebook at facebook.com/LAZURUS1977. And on youtube.com/user/God is my compass, channel name Messiah Ben, actually I changed it, it's Fundamentally Mormon. So you can also find this blog at fundamentallymormon.com, and everything I do, I post on Zion's Redemption Bookstore, which is a Facebook page that I run, and the Church of the Living Messiah. So we're not taking phone calls today. Technical difficulties, to say the least of it. And that's why I'm on a little bit late, because, wow. Anyway, but so I only had one person vote for which book we should do next. And I think that it's a good book to read. So, and it's been a while since I've read it. So we're going to start with the new book today, The Gathering of Israel by Ogden Kraut, which you can read for free online at ogdenkraut.com. That's ogdenkraut.com. Once you get on the main page, click on Read Ogden's Books and then scroll down to Gathering of Israel, and we will be starting with the first page. In the preface and introduction and whatever. All right, so let me see if there's anything else. There's probably a lot, but I have to go in 45 minutes. So, anybody who has any questions or comments can comment on the Facebook live stream at facebook.com/LAZURUS1977. So I'm going to get right into it and see how far we can get. I'll try to cover a chapter a day, but I will also put the page numbers in case we cannot get through a chapter a day. So, and I'll dedicate the program, and I'll do that at this time. O God, the Eternal Father, we come to thee in the name of thy Son, Yeshua, our Messiah. We ask thee, Father, to continue to forgive us of our sins and our transgressions as we learn thy ways and come into thy path. We ask thee, Father, to help us to learn the truth and to be disciples of thy Son, Yeshua, that we may do all that he has commanded us, that we may learn our role in the redemption of Zion, that we may do thy will. We love thee, Father, and I dedicate this program unto thee and ask thee to bless those who are watching. And we'll say these things in the name of Yeshua. Amen. So in case you're a new watcher, listener, whatever, you can, for the countries that have people who have a hard time watching the videos, you can also live stream the audio only, which is easier to do at blogtalkradio.com/fundamentallymormon. And if you type in the search at blogtalkradio.com, if you just type in Mormon Church, Fundamentally Mormon, you should be able to find my show pretty easy. So, all right, I'll see how far we can get in the reading today. So, The Gathering of Israel by Ogden Kraut, published 1974. A church without a gathering is not a church for me. The Savior would not own it, wherever it might be. But I have a church that's called out from false traditions, fears, and doubts. The gathering dispensation. Oh, that's the church for me. Times and Seasons, Volume 6, page 799. Preface. The gathering of Israel is a fundamental principle of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every true, ancient, and latter-day prophet has preached it, practiced it, and encouraged others to do so. it is so basic to Mormonism that every primary children quote it from the Articles of Faith. The gathering of Israel has been established as a doctrine of the church, a principle of the gospel, a commandment of God, and a means of obtaining both temporal and spiritual salvation. Oh my gosh. All right. Hopefully we won't have any problems with my iPad. I had to reset it before the program started because it kept on resetting. So I was like, okay, erase all content. So anyway, although early church history is filled with stories of gathering saints from every nation and their reports of immigrations, nearly every sermon mentioned the subject, today it is neglected, discouraged, and certainly misunderstood. This book is intended to show that without the gathering of Israel, it is impossible to live the higher laws of the gospel, such as a united order, etc. Furthermore, it will be shown that the saints must gather to avoid God's wrath upon Babylon, that the redemption of Zion, the second coming of Messiah, and the kingdom of God require Israel's gathering. The revelations teach that God's elect will gather and leave the wicked to be burned. The true saints of Jehovah, our Elohim, or God, will gather, and the true servants of... Hold on. I gotta fix this real quick. The tortoise was trying to climb up the wall, and he decided to get himself upside down. So I gotta get him. Okay, Rhett, don't do that anymore. I've never seen him do that. So right behind the camera, I have an aquarium, and I have my tortoise Rhett and my guinea pig Gus in there. And I usually put Gus out in the daytime, out on the back porch in a cage. But Rhett stays in this. It's a pretty big aquarium. Anyway, he wants to go outside, I think, because he keeps on looking out the window. And he climbed up to look out the window too high and fell over on his back. So, all right. Can't leave him like that. I don't know if it'll hurt him or not. The true saints of God will gather, and the true servants of God will encourage it. And they will thus fulfill the prophecies of all the ancient prophets. Hence, the gathering should be encouraged, not discouraged. God has promised many blessings for those who are obedient to this sacred principle. Every true saint has experienced that spiritual influence and desire to gather with God's people and to be one with them. This volume is intended to show the reasons why. Ogden Kraut, the author. By the order of God, last of all, these are they that will not be gathered with the saints here below, to be caught up to Jesus, or Yeshua, and to meet him in the cloud. Quote, in darkness they worshipped, to darkness they go. Joseph Smith, Nauvoo, February 1843. Chapter 1, Introduction, The Gathering Dispensation. Quote, we believe in the literal gathering of Israel and in the restoration of the 10 tribes, that Zion will be built up upon this American continent. 10th Article of Faith, the gathering of the people of God, is found in every dispensation of the gospel, whether there is a record of the people of God where there is a record of the people of God, there is a record of their gathering together. And all of the prophets have foretold of this last great gathering of Israel. The doctrine of the gathering of the people of God, including Israel, is one so clearly predicated by the inspired writers that it seems almost superfluous to refer to the numerous passages relating to it, and quote Orson Pratt works Orson Pratt's works, page 9. The gathering is a doctrinal principle of the gospel. Every true prophet has advocated it, and usually the only people who were saved were those who were gathered out from the rest of the world. It is evident of inspired leaders. The Apostle Orson Pratt says, quote, Swedenborg, Wesley, Iving, and numerous host of others during the last 1,700 years have entirely neglected the gathering, which proves that they were without authority, that a dispensation of the gospel was never committed to them, that the voice of from heaven to come out of Babylon had never salted their ears, end quote. Orson Pratt works, page 10. So, yeah, like we should gather as a people. In fact, we're going to get into this later, but it has been a commandment for us as a people to gather together since the beginning of the dispensation. And it's unfortunate that during the Reed Smoot hearings, Joseph F. Smith was commanded by the U.S. government not to encourage people to gather to Utah anymore. And they came out with this whole, like, Zion's wherever you're at thing. But the thing about it is, when we gather as a people, we become a strength, which the devil hates. And that's why he hated it so much in Kirtland and Nauvoo and in Independence, because people were gathering and the saints were becoming a strength. You know, they were becoming strong politically and in society, and the devil just had to beat them down. Now, if Satan can use the government and wicked people to keep us from gathering, he can keep us scattered and separated. And there will never be any unity in Zion, and there will never be any gathering. What Joseph F. Smith did was wrong. He should never have capitulated, as others had done, with the U.S. government on these things. We're supposed to have a freedom of religion. They should have kept their nose out of it. They should still keep their nose out of it. The gathering of Israel is still a thing. We are still commanded to gather out of Babylon. Now, I've gathered down here to Emory County. This is where the Lord has told me to be. Other people feel that they need to be where they're at. You should listen to God on where you should be. I wish more people were down here. I'd love to have a Sabbath service, you know, and have a school of the prophets and have communion and fellowship with people. But unfortunately, that's not my lot in life at this time. But that's okay, because I've got a way to reach everybody out there through this the social media. So, all right, let's see. Continuing. Now, if this angel who brought this gospel from the heavens and commanded this church to be organized had left out this gathering together in one, we would have had reason to suppose him to be an imposter. Why? Because the great essential feature of the latter-day dispensation was a gathering together in one all things in Christ. End quote. Orson Pratt, Journal of Discourses, Volume 18, page 45. The Lord actually revealed the doctrine of the gathering in this dispensation before the church was even organized. George Buchanan elaborates on this, quote, at the time when the first of these revelations was given, there was no such organization as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints upon the earth. It did not have an existence. And in September following its organization, that is 5 months afterwards, another revelation was given, in which it was stated still more plainly who were to be gathered and the purpose for which they were to be gathered. And this, too, before there was a place designated as a place of gathering. I have often said that if the prophet Joseph Smith had no other evidence to show to the world of his divinity, the divinity of his mission, and of his prophetic office, that revelation alone was sufficient in and of itself to establish it. For this reason, that at the time it was uttered, I have said there was no organization of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There was no gathering place. No persons had ever witnessed such a proceeding as a people belonging to one church gathering together and dwelling upon, are dwelling together in one organization. There was nothing of the kind known. There was no organization among the children of men that could have given a hint of the possibility or probability of such a great event taking place. If other churches had done the same, then it might have been thought that the prophet Joseph Smith could easily have predicted that the people that he would Then it might have been thought that the prophet Joseph Smith could easily have predicted that the people that he would be the means of gathering together might do so also. But there was no accessible record, extant, of the gathering together of any people in this manner at the time that Joseph proclaimed this principle. Yet he, inspired of God, dared to make this statement to the world and to publish it, and today we who are here are living witnesses of its fulfillment. Journal of Discourses, Volume 25, page 96. The prophet Joseph Smith clearly explained the nature and importance of this doctrine in these last days. Quote, "One of the most important points in the faith of the Church of the Latter-day Saints through the fullness of the everlasting gospel is the gathering of Israel," end quote, teachings of the prophet Joseph Smith, page 92. Some may have cried peace, but the saints and the world would have little peace from henceforth. Let this not hinder us from going to the stakes, for God has told us to flee, not dallying, or we shall be scattered, one here and another there. See, if Satan can keep us scattered, he can keep us in a weak and controlled position. When we gather together, we create strength. Strength in numbers. Strength in spirituality to edify each other. You can't do that in a separate and single state. Plus, in order for the gospel or for Zion to be redeemed and for the church of the firstborn to come down out of heaven, it is said that we must do all that God has commanded. Part of that is having the law of consecration in full effect with united orders. That is a commandment. That is required for Zion to be redeemed. Adam and Undiamond cannot happen until that happens. Until there is a people who are living all that God has commanded. And that includes living the correct instructions given to us by Moshe, as well as the time, the appointed times and seasons, the Moedim of Jehovah. All of that must be observed. This is a dispensation of the fullness of times. Those things are also required. The church in 1832 was placed under condemnation because they treated those things lightly. Anyway, continuing on. There, I don't know why I'm having problems with the Facebook live stream, and I don't know if you can see me, but my screen is frozen up. If you want to follow the live feed and there is problems with Facebook, you can also go to youtube.com/user/ God is my compass. And watch the live stream there. Once you're there, if you do go there, please remember to like, share, and subscribe. At least subscribe. Like if you want. Don't dislike. Anyway, I also try to answer the comments that people leave there as well. All right, there your children shall be blessed, and you will be, and you in the midst of friends where you may be blessed. The gospel that gathers every kind. I prophesy that man who tarries after he has an opportunity of going will be afflicted by the devil. Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 160. There are people out there who have felt the need to gather to this place. And the devil is doing everything in his power to make sure they don't come. If God has commanded you to gather, then you need to make every opportunity to do that. Even if it's hard. Anyway. All right. Joseph's successor, Brigham Young, throughout his life strongly advocated it with just as much enthusiasm. To illustrate, if I lay down the Book of Mormon, I shall have to deny that Joseph is a prophet. And if I lay down the doctrine and cease to preach the gathering of Israel and the building up of Zion, I must lay down the Bible, and consequently I must as well go home as undertake to preach without these three things. Journal of Discourses, Volume 6, page 279. L. Whitehead, author of the excellent book, The House of Israel, has clearly pointed out the prophecies and fulfillment of this principle. The gathering of Israel from out of the world where they have dwelt during the past centuries is one of the most important achievements of this dispensation of the everlasting gospel on the earth, for it represents all the accumulation of all hopes and desires of the ancient race, the fulfillment of the prophecies of the shepherds of Israel, end quote, House of Israel, page 498. President John Taylor also explained that, quote, it would seem that these prophets, in common with the prophets on the Asiatic continent, I don't know what the Asiatic continent, and with the men of God in former ages, have looked forward to the time that we read of in the Bible called the dispensation of the fullness of times. When God would gather together all things in one, whether they be things in heaven or things upon the earth. Journal of Discourses, Volume 10, page 126. The primary points of this principle stem from the Lord, who encouraged it all through the Doctrine and Covenants. Note the intent behind a few of the passages from that book. Quote, so will I gather mine elect from the four quarters of the earth? Gather ye out of the eastern lands. So this is Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verse 6, and also 45, verse 64, continuing. A commandment I give unto all the churches, that they shall continue to gather together. Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verse 2, verse 22. The righteous shall be gathered out from among all nations and shall come to Zion. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 71. Do you see a difference between the revelation that Joseph F. Smith got from the U.S. government, from Babylon the Great, and the revelations of Jehovah through his son Yeshua in the Doctrine and Covenants? When God gives a commandment, he does not rescind it. He might forgive people for not doing it for certain circumstances, but he doesn't rescind the commandment. What does it say? The righteous shall be gathered out from among all nations and shall come to Zion. Now, if Zion's wherever you're at, how can you go there? Zion is a physical place. It is here on the North American continent. It is where the keys of the priesthood are. Continuing. And the remnant shall be gathered unto this place. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 43. See, we've actually been commanded to build a temple in Zarahemla, which is it's in Iowa. It's just across the river from Nauvoo. That's where the cornerstone of Zion is. Independence is the heart of Zion. We are in a state, at least some of us. I know Tilla, she lives in Independence. I know Jeffrey Curtis, and I can't remember his full name. I know several people who do live there. Mark Kemp, my friend Mark Kemp, lives out there at Adam and Undiamond, or right near there at Spring Hill in Missouri. But there are those, like I have been told, to gather in these mountains where I'm at. Oh, hold on here. Make sure that's muted so it doesn't make a whole bunch of noise. Oh, somebody liked the video on YouTube. Thanks for doing that. I appreciate it. Anyway, continuing on. Let the work of the gathering be not in haste nor by flight. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 56. I will that my saints should be assembled upon the land of Zion. That is North America, people, friends out there, brothers and sisters. Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 36. I know a lot of people will be like, but Zion is where Jerusalem is and in Israel. No, Zion is a separate place from Israel. That's why whenever God talks about Israel and Zion, he's talking about two different places. You want to conflate the two because you don't know where Zion is. Well, we do know where Zion is. This North American continent is where Zion is. And the heart of Zion is Independence, Missouri. Plain and simple. Quote, the new Jerusalem shall be built by the gathering of the saints. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 4. That the work of the gathering together of my saints may continue. Section 101, verse 64. Gather yourselves together unto the land of Zion. Section 103, verse 22. Gather together for the redemption of my people. Section 105, verse 16. And I like sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I mean, I'm going to proclaim the gathering of Israel to the North American continent as has been commanded. But sometimes I look at the political chaos in our country and I know what's coming. And I'm like, you don't want to be here. Like, you're going to cry when you see what happens to this country, when God's wrath comes upon this nation. But you might want to be where we're going to be. Now, if, or not if, but when all the chaos happens, God has told me and Kevin Kraut and one other person that I know of to gather to the northwest area of Lake Powell, which is in southern Utah. I've never been down there. I don't know anything about being there. I was told to stay here in Emory County until that happens. And then we'll go up in the tops of the mountains and follow the Skyline Road and trails down into that area. I don't know what, how, when. I don't have a timeline or anything like that. But when the rioting in the cities gets to be too much and when it gets dangerous where we're at in Emory County, then I've been commanded to take my family and those who are with me down to the northwest area of Lake Powell. And we'll be out there somewhere. I have no idea. And that actually is interesting because it goes along with, like, they will follow the highways in the top of the mountains and God shall feed them, which is in Isaiah. Like, there's no mountains in Independence, Missouri. I think Isaiah saw the gathering in the mountain states of the saints of God. I'm pretty sure he did. Anyway, continuing on. Go ye forth into the land of Zion, that her stakes may be strengthened. See, God wants us to be strengthened in numbers and unity, not scattered so that we can be afflicted by Satan and his henchmen. Continuing, anyway, that was section 133, verse 9. I must gather together my people according to the parable of the wheat and the tares. Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verse 65. That ye may be gathered in one, that ye may be my people, and I will be your God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 9. That the gathering together of upon the land of Zion and upon her stakes may be for a defense and a refuge from the storm. That's the storm that is coming, people. You're seeing the front of the storm come in right now, politically. You're seeing the beginning of the destruction of this, the nations in this North American continent. like what's going on in Venezuela right now will be a tame day compared to what is going to happen in this country where I'm at, in the land of North America, in the United States of America. And in order to be saved, it'll be those that don't get, it's just like before the flood, you had to get on the ark. And if you're not gathered together out of the cities, when that flood comes, when that fire comes of war and chaos, I feel sorry for you. I mean, maybe you'll go be with the Lord, and that'll be good. But maybe you'll want to survive what's coming, and you don't want to have to deal with all that. Let me just tell you that your food storage is not going to save you. If you are not gathered together with a community of like-minded people, your food storage may not save you. In fact, if God tells you to flee and you stay where you're at because you have food storage and you can't move it, and you stay there and you do not listen to God's commandment, who God gives personal commandments to people, it may just be that you forfeit your life, forfeit the life of your children, your grandchildren, maybe your wife, your husband, because you wouldn't listen to God because you are so focused on trusting in that food storage. I have issued a commandment given to me by the Father to tell the people to warn and to gather out of the cities. I know one person who sort of gathered. He moved from Salt Lake to Provo. And I know there's a lot of people who feel this need to leave the city, and they're leaving and they're going from Salt Lake down to like Spanish Fork and Santa Quinn. That's like if God tells Lot to leave Sodom and he goes out to the furthest suburbs of Sodom and then just camps out there. Guess what? That's going to be destroyed as well. God wants to protect you from what's coming. If he is telling you to flee the cities, to gather in the vastness of the Rocky Mountains, then you need to do that. He is not joking around. If you do not listen to him, and he's spoken to you several times, eventually he's going to get to the point where he doesn't even bother, doesn't warn you. You've been warned, and you didn't do anything about it. It's upon your head. Your blood and the blood of your family, your children, and your wife or your husband, part of that blame will lie with you. Anyway, let's see here. You know what's interesting? Well, I can't really. Maybe I'll talk about it later. All right. let's see here. And upon our stakes, maybe for a defense and for a refuge from the storm and from wrath when it shall be poured out without mixture upon the whole earth. Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 6. But the one passage which more clearly explains this doctrine than any other is found in section 29 of the Doctrine and Covenants, quote, the Lord decreed, quote, and ye are called to bring to pass the gathering of mine elect, for mine elect hear my voice and harden not their hearts. Wherefore the decree hath gone forth from the Father that they shall be gathered in unto one place upon the face of this land to prepare their hearts and to be prepared in all things against the day when tribulation and desolation are sent forth upon the wicked. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 7 and 8. From this passage of Scripture, we learn that the Lord's intentions are behind the doctrine of gathering. Quote, the elect are to gather. They are to be, number two, I'm sorry. Number one, the elect are to gather. Number two, they are to be gathered into one place. Number three, the gathering place in this nation is in this nation. It isn't wherever you're at, as Joseph F. Smith said after he got that revelation from Babylon the Great or the American government, not to encourage the gathering of the saints to this place anymore. And they came out with this lie. I mean, why not? They lied about plural celestial marriage. They lied about consecration of the United Orders. They lied about the Council of 50. Just one more lie, you know, the devil chipping everything out, you know, and getting rid of these doctrines, which are required for the redemption of Zion people. Anyway, number four, their labor is to be prepared in all things for the tribulations and desolations which are coming upon the nations. When we gather together, we need to have a bishop to have a bishop's storehouse where we can put food supplies and other supplies and things for our defense and those type of things. If you don't have that, every ward is supposed to have a bishop's storehouse. The thing that the church does now it's not in Scripture. Every bishop must have a bishop's storehouse. Now, the church has them under the area authorities and under the stake presidents. It's a shame how far off track things have gone. Anyway, continuing. Since the foundation of the church, the Lord has never revealed anything contrary to the gathering of his elect to one place upon the face of this land. Oh, I see Jordan has said something. I will get to that in a minute, Jordan. It's too far away for me to read it fully, so I'll grab my phone here in a minute, and then I'll scroll down to it. All right. The need for the continuation of this doctrine was explained by President John Taylor, who said, quote, "Whence comes our gathering? Because we are introduced into the gospel of gathering, because we are living in a gathering dispensation, because that is one of the dispensations that existed in former days." And we're on page 11 for anybody following along in the book. "And has been restored in the latter days wherever this gospel is preached, that spirit accompanies it." Wherever this gospel is preached, that spirit accompanies it. "You cannot prevent it. Go and preach to the people. Baptize them. Lay hands upon them for the reception of the Holy Ghost. And the first thing that exists among the people is the feeling to go to Zion." Journal of Discourses, Volume 19, page 82. "Every righteous saint has felt the desire to gather to Zion, for the Spirit beareth record. And these spiritual feelings of wanting to live together with other saints is a testimony to the will of the Lord and to the doctrine of the gathering of Israel. The true principle of means for gathering is the principle of self-exertion. Indeed, this is the case not only in the gathering, but also in the plan of redemption." Millennial Star, Volume 21, page 109. "Thus, the principle of gathering is a doctrine not only of faith, but also of works. Saints in the last days will be saved only by obedience to the law of the gospel." So when we come back tomorrow, we'll be in chapter 2, which is titled Moses and the Keys of Gathering. And that's perfect timing because I have to go pick up my daughter. It's 10:21 here in Utah at this time, and she gets out of preschool at 10:30. So anyway, I'm having all kinds of technical difficulties, and I'm not able to – well, maybe I can play it. You know what? Maybe I'll just have to come back. I don't know. This drives me nuts. I wanted to play some of Jordan's videos, but I got kicked off of this thing on YouTube, and I think that they're going to make me do advertisements in the videos, and I don't want to do that, and I can't fix anything at this time. So I am a subscriber to YouTube Premium, or what is called YouTube Red. They charged, when I first started, it was $12.99 a month. Now, they didn't tell me that they upped it to $15.99 a month. They just started taking that money out. And then they started charging me $12.99 for the music app or whatever, and that's supposed to be included in the thing. And then they were every like on the first they would like charge my account for $15.99 plus $12.99, and then like 25 days later they would charge it, and then like 25 days later they would charge it, and they kept doing this, and then they started charging double every month. This is iTunes that was doing that because everything has to go through iTunes. Guess who I'm not using anymore? iTunes, Apple. I'm sorry when you rip me off and I have to have my bank go and investigate it and refund me like close to $200 that you've taken out of my account on with unauthorized. Can't use you anymore. So I'm going to get an Android tablet and an Android phone, and I will then subscribe to the YouTube so that I can have the downloads, which I love when I'm driving. I love listening to like Ben Shapiro, Michael Knowles, Andrew Klavan. I love listening to Michael Rood. I listen to 119 Ministries, Jake Hilton, who I love to listen to. He's actually on a break this week for the whole week. Anyway, but I've got like all of these. I listen to CNN and MSNBC because I can't stand them, but I want to hear what they're saying. And then also Fox News. And I've got all these things, and I listen to them on my tablet as I'm driving, and it goes through my radio. Anyway, but also when I want to play videos for the audio, at least for the audio for the radio show, I want to be able. Yeah, Savage Nation is a good one, Jonathan. Anyway, but I want to be able to be able to play the video without it giving advertisements. Now, you know what really drives me nuts? I have like, I might be wrong about this, but I thought I saw that I had like 1,100 plus videos on YouTube, and I don't have monetization for any of them. But they play videos, they play their advertisements on my videos, and they're making money off of me, but I'm just glad to have the platform to be able to figure things out. Hold on here. I'm just searching. So, Jordan Bales has been doing these videos, reading the Mormon Yeshiva, because I just don't have time to do it anymore. And I asked him if he would, and he thought that was a great idea. And he has decided to be like a race dog, but flies out of the gate and just goes crazy down the track, right? And he's been putting out several of these videos, and I really appreciate what he's doing here. Let's see here. Play all. Oh, I'm gonna play that. All right. So I'm just gonna put it on the playlist for that. But it's gonna be for. I'll leave it on here because I have to come back after I get my daughter anyway. So, all right. So I gotta run. I got 5 minutes to go over there and pick up my daughter before they all get out of school, and then I've got to take her to the babysitters, and I will come back. I'm gonna try something here real quick. Another thing here. Oh, that's cool. I might be able to use this. I'm so technologically dumb, people. You have no idea. Looks like I can use the YouTube for the live stream, and I can also maybe get on to log in. I can get on to the studio, which I haven't done before, so sign in. It's working. Wow. I'm an idiot when it comes to technology. You have no idea how much I have struggled. I've been doing radio shows. I started the Kingdom of God or Nothing, went full time with that in January of 2014. And the only reason why I have any experience in this is because of multiple falling on my face, Like, I don't even like listening to the first programs because the audio was so bad. It was so bad. It was just, oh, All right, studio. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. I can get into my studio and do YouTube live stream at the same time. This is awesome. I think I've tried this before and it like dropped the call or something. Maybe there was a problem with the. Cool. All right. Sorry, I didn't set this up right. Hold on just a minute. And I don't know if this is going to work with the phone, but what I'm going to try to do. Nine one seven eight eight nine eight eight two seven. Oops. I think I have to push 1-917-889-8827. Hi, it keeps on saying, we're sorry your call did not go through. Will you please dial the phone number and try or whatever. Okay, so I think what I'm going to have to do is hang up. And that's the end of the live reading anyway. So if people don't want to deal with this, that's fine. But I'm going to hang up on my cell phone and I'm going to use the landline to call into the host line. And then I'm going to call back on this phone to the guest call and unmute myself so I can monitor it while I'm driving. So, oh my gosh, I'm going to be late. Hold on, I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back on the radio show, so I can't like every time I try to dial on the landline, it says, "I'm sorry, this call was not connected. Please try your call again." It won't let me dial the host call-in number or the guest line or any number, so I'm just gonna have to be done with it today. I'll be back on tomorrow for chapter 2 of the Gathering of Israel, and we'll be back at 9:30 a.m. Utah time. That's Mountain Daylight time. And I've got to run because I'm already late. Talk to you later. Thanks for watching. Bye.